Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, there's a whole bunch of websites you can go to. You can go to InfoWars.com and link through over to some of Bill's sites. But just in case you don't find those links, KnowledgeOfHealth.com, just KnowledgeOfHealth.com. There's a bunch of other sites. HereAndNowBooks.com and just a bunch of other important websites. We'll tell you about those again before he leaves us. Bill, you know, I've got links to some of your stories, but I want people to find where you have the medical reports and the studies, because I'm looking at them right here, of what specifically, what vitamins and minerals and things are the best. Which site should they go to for that information?
KnowledgeOfHealth.com and InfoWars will link you. So please, if you're familiar with InfoWars, and all of you support InfoWars because they're getting this good information to you. So, and, you know, start with the basics. I know you're all going to get hit up by people selling multi-level this and that and whatever. And just think of the basics. These are essential nutrients. Vitamin C, vitamin E, selenium, zinc, these are the good things. Now, you want to get into exotic things, and some of them work well. We mentioned elderberry syrup. By the way, selenium is a trace mineral. That's essential. Start with those. But remember, and by the way, how much vitamin C? 20 milligrams per pound of body weight. If that's your little children, that's what they should be on. I have a one-and-a-half-year-old. He gets vitamin C, doesn't get the vaccine. So,
Bill, having children, doesn't it make you even madder? I mean, I found it almost throws me into a rage that they're creating all these deadly viruses, they're doing all this, they're injecting the birds.
Well,
they're causing it and threatening our families.
Our young children are vulnerable because they don't have an immune system developed yet, and that's why young children are very vulnerable to these things. And of course, they're saying that the flu epidemic starts with young kids, so they're aiming this vaccine. One of them is unproven yet in children. And, you know, I'm worried that our young kids are going to be lined up first. And, boy, this sounds like a Gestapo line, doesn't it? And you know, and I mean, this thing is really getting kind of scary for me because, you know, maybe it's just for drill. Maybe it's just to sell their vaccines and their Tamiflu. Okay. But maybe they're going to release something more deadly and say it escaped from a lab. Maybe we'll find that out 3 years later. Remember, that's what we found out about the anthrax thing, you know. And so, you know, this is what's happening. We have a terrorist on the loose. By the way, whoever that terrorist was, it seems like he tipped off Dick Cheney because he knew to start getting the antidotes and the vaccines for anthrax before it was even in circulation.
G2+2.
And then Michael Osterholm, this director of school public health for the author of, you know, Living Terrors, now directing the presidential campaign against the flu, he wrote in his book and predicted there would be such an outbreak in New York a year before. I mean, this is the kind of thing that is going on. These guys seem to have some sort of tip-off and inside knowledge.
Well, you know, I've read criminology, and they've caught psychopaths, they've caught white-collar criminals, because for some reason criminals love to brag, and in fact, even beforehand. And if somebody writes about something exactly as it happens, and then, the police usually go interview them because a lot of times they're doing it. But I don't understand how these guys can just do this over and over again and then they never get in trouble.
Well, if we see Dick Cheney, it's announced that he's starting to take Tamiflu, that might be your hint something's coming because that's what he did. He took the anthrax vaccine. Sure enough, there it came thereafter.
Well, they were on it even before it got mailed out.
So somebody had inside foreknowledge about this whole thing. I'm just, maybe I sound a little conspiratorial. Maybe this all sounds a little too difficult for us to deal with. Put up your guard. Do something at home. Don't rely on government to come to your aid with vaccines and medicine.
Well, I heartily agree with you. Absolutely. Bill Sardi, a just wealth of knowledge. I'm so honored to have you with your information. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if I'm bashing some of the fake cures out there, I don't want people to die. You know, that comes first. We're trying to save listeners, not kill them.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not going to sit up here all high and mighty and tell everybody what to do or what to buy. But I have done the research. I've read the studies. We've interviewed many doctors and nutritionists on this program. Bill Sardi has written for some of the biggest publications in the country. He is a gentleman who literally gets out there and researches what's going on as a consumer advocate and a health journalist. And so I'll just list a few of the things that I know people are pushing that are not going to help you. Number one, folks, the air kills viruses regardless. So when you hear somebody say, the air kills, we got this special air filter, this special, ozone machine or whatever it is that shoots out this stuff and it kills everything. The air does that to begin with. People sneeze this stuff. There's aerosolized little droplets with the aerosolized virus in stasis. You snort that or breathe that. It goes into your lungs, into your sinus. That's where you get it. Then they say take colloidal silver. And, folks, obviously, you got some nasty cut that's infected. Colloidal silver is great. You got some stomach infection. Every once in a while, it's great. But I've read the medical literature even 100 years ago when they used it. You drink that stuff all the time, you will turn blue. I was talking to Bill, and again, I don't know Bill's views, folks. I've read a lot of his reports, but I don't know all his views. And I go, what do you think of this? It's the exact same thing I believe, because it's the real research that's out there. So I don't want to get 100 emails that how dare you. You know, Bill said it during the break. He said, Alex, these people all believe in chelation to get the heavy metals out of you, which is good, but then they also want to dump a heavy metal in them. So, Bill, you want to comment on that?
Well, absolutely. And by the way, they did a study, you know, you sneeze or you talk and you spread the virus. It even gets in your eye. You don't realize. You get a little spot and then it goes down in the tear duct. You've got the virus. So it's very easily transmitted. And by washing your hands, that's good against bacteria, not against viruses. And, of course, that's kind of a worthless attempt at the whole thing. By the way, you might buy stock in companies that sell masks. I see that, you know, surgical masks. That's going to be big this year. But, the you know, you couldn't possibly filter all the air in a room, and whether it's allergens or bugs. Yes, the device itself kills the viruses, but you can't filter all the air in the room. And colloidal silver, again, it works. I'm not arguing with anybody that it does or doesn't work. Colloidal silver works. Take a rusty nail and put it in a wound. It'll kill all the bugs. But is that the way you want to do it? And you need to rely on things that are not heavy metals, like, you know, oil of oregano, a natural antibiotic, fresh crushed garlic. Most of the garlic pills don't work. There is one or two that might have a little activity in them. So, you know, these are the kind of things that'll kill this stuff. Let's not go to heavy metals. But for all you advocates of colloidal silver, it's fine. I'm just telling you, you know, to make a buck, somebody could die over this if we give them the wrong information. So use, you know, what we know specifically, this virus. You got some data in your hand. It works on this virus. Show it to me. Otherwise, be careful here because we don't want to. I know everyone kind of says what they sell works, and so we all tend to be that way. So,
and you're not selling anything. I'm not selling anything on this issue. Look, it's simple, folks. When you sit there and you sneeze in a room, going back to the air filters and the air purifiers and the rest of it and the oxygen generators, all that. When you sneeze into a room, the normal oxygen, the air is very abrasive to those viruses. It kills them. Okay, so it's going to die in a few minutes regardless. What you get this from, so you'll hear these claims, well, our machine kills viruses. Well, of course it kills them. The air kills them. The point is, you don't get it from that. You get it from your wife sneezing on you right then. Those things blast out and go in your nose, go in your mouth, and go in your eyes, go in your ears. You know, that's where you, or other mucous membranes that it comes, you know, you get it under your hand, touch a mucous membrane, you know, female private parts, boom, now you've got it. And so you want to have the proper vitamins, the proper hydration. You want to be prepared to deal with it once it gets in your body. Trying to keep it out of your body, living in a populated area, is pretty much impossible, isn't it, Bill?
Well, it certainly is. By the way, if you're listening today, you're a smoker, that means your immune system's down. If you're of older age, your immune system's down. If you're under 3 or 4 years of old, you won't have a developed immune system. If you already have some kind of other infection, particularly things like herpes, HIV, other TB, these kind of things, you need to put up a defense now before this year's flu season gets to you. And we're just trying to give you simple remedies. You can get them at any store, from vitamin C and E, selenium and zinc, just simple things that don't come. We know a lot of folks are on limited budgets, just trying
oil
to...
Oil of oregano,
you.
That's at most health stores. Now, don't you have to be careful?
Oil of oregano is a wonderful remedy for most things. And, of course, it you know, they did a study on one brand of oil of oregano. It was as strong as vancomycin, considered the strongest antibiotic in the world. So, you know, and by the way...
What about people with liver problems, though? You do have to be careful with oil of oregano if you have liver problems, right?
Well, not so much. But the bigger thing is that these things like garlic and oregano, olive leaf extract, do not cause antibiotic resistance. That's the more we take the antibiotics... And by the way, the antibiotics really primarily work on bacteria rather than viruses. Some of nature's remedies, from garlic and oregano and so on, tend to work on all of these things, including funguses and so on. So, you know, we need to have our knowledge down correctly and remember that in 1918, especially the people who had previous infections, they died within 3 hours.
Now, I don't want to repeat this info. I heard Dr. Dina Dell, who I know spouts a lot of bull, but he was saying that some people who had even really good immune systems, that the 1918 flu caused an autoimmune response, and that killed them.
Well, what happens is it's so toxic, this little bug, that your body sends so many white cells to the rescue.
That the toxin then is regenerated.
It's destroying your lung tissue. Send 5,000 cop cars to the same intersection to examine one auto accident.
So it's
pus. You're going to get them crashing into each other. That's what, it's an over-response. Now, you get vitamin C, E, vitamin D in large doses, you'll calm that down. It won't occur. They're just not telling you. The studies have been done. We're listing them on our website so you can see them. We're not irresponsible. We're not selling anything. You've got a shot at this. If this deadly flu virus ever gets out of that laboratory, humanity is a goner. I don't know how to tell you anything else. This guy Osterholm said to U.S. News Report, if this thing mutates and gets traveling around the globe, he said, we're screwed. That's the words he used.
Well, here's another example, Bill Sardi, a health writer and consumer advocate. Remember 3 years ago, the university there in Australia creates a mouse pox that kills 99%. Then they put the design on the web and say it can be made for any mammal. What is their major malfunction? I mean, the government wants to spy on all Americans to make sure that Al-Qaeda doesn't get us. The borders are wide open. Meanwhile, under the BioShield program at 36 labs around the country, they're creating level 4 pathogens and then weaponizing them. We're just mailing weaponized flu around to thousands of locations. I mean, this seems like a frothing, foaming at the mouth death wish by the government that claims they're trying to protect us.
Well, I think they're so committed to this thing happening, there's no way they're not going to let it happen. All they have to do is say that this year's seasonal flu outbreak is, they can't distinguish it from the lethal one, and they're going to have to start quarantining and stopping air travel.
So they're putting the ingredients to do this everywhere to have plausible deniability when they launch it?
Absolutely, and of course they've got their thing out now. Well, we did something. We told them to get more vaccines and, you know, to kind of cover the...
Bill, I got to say this. I mean, I read your stuff 8-9 years ago, and you were pretty mainstream but always cutting edge. I mean, I've been reading your stuff for a long time. Writing for a long, long time. But I mean, now again, I just had you on. Boom! You're saying what all my research shows. You know even more. I talk to epidemiologists, scientists. I have family that are doctors. They say the same thing. I mean, you're quote talking pretty radical now.
Hey,
the elite want to kill us. Hey,
we're quoting Nature magazine. We're not quoting, you know, Health Food Times. We're telling you this is real. They're even suspecting this thing is going to get out. Nature magazine even gives us a scenario with the president's speech and everything, so you see how it's going to unfold.
Yeah, so we have to take this serious then.
Well, certainly, you know, they're winking at us. You know, the scientists are winking and telling us, look, these politicians have grabbed a hold of the world, and this is what they're going to do, and they're trying to tell us in an odd way. Remember, you know, well, you saw what happened to people when they got in the way of the government or potentially could, and the anthrax envelope showed up. So believe me, not everybody's going to take the risk to tell this story just the way we're telling it to you. And, you know, I don't like to be an alarmist. I am telling you on one side the government is hyping this.
No, that's what I'm saying, Bill, is you're very conservative, and you sound just as upset and on the exact same page as I am.
Well,
and that freaks me out even more.
No question that they're groveling around and making money and selling vaccine, and then the pharmaceutical companies hand it back as political contributions.
But you're saying this time it's different. They're really acting weird.
Well, the problem is that just like they let the real anthrax out, they let, you know, could they let a real bug out here? And, you know, SARS got out of a lab, and there was one other virus got out of a lab.
Well, the foot and mouth was released by the government in England. That was in Sky TV, but it just never got traction.
New Scientist magazine took the government to task and so on. And, by the way, Michael Osterholm, who's writing all the plans on how to handle this, who's funding him? Department of Homeland Security. I mean, you know.
So it's a giant power grab. If this happens, we're going into martial law, and we're never coming out of it. So who stands to gain from this?
We need to be watching if there are troop movements in the country. We need to be watching where the Tamiflu's going and who's taking it.
That's right. They might deploy the troops and then announce it.
Well, you see, the troops have to get the Tamiflu before. So if anybody is starting to get it, if they start saying that security workers and so on, then we know something's up. Because you have to give it to the people in authority first. And if so, if they start doing that, then it starts telling you the real game is on.
And, you know, I listen to talk radio. Everybody's talking about the stupid Supreme Court nominee, and they should be talking about this. Stay with us, Bill. We'll take calls.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
All right, we're going to take calls. Bill Stardy's going to stay with us until about 45 after or so, so we have time to get to everybody. I cannot stress this enough. Listen to me. You heard Bill earlier. He's done the research, too. This is the reality. I mean, if you go to a sociologist cocktail party, and believe it or not, folks have actually been to these at UT years ago, and you're there, you know, and the dean of UT's there, okay? Or you read globalist policy papers. I mean, all they talk about is how they want to kill us. oh, we've got to do something about the people bomb, and we've got to control them. Because once you have that attitude that we're not human or we're hurting the planet, then they can do whatever tyranny they want and feel good about themselves. So it's always been a baseline Malthus social Darwinist view, you know, that we're all just animals, or we all get in the way, or since they're the elite, they have the right to live, we don't. Well, I say they should just go ahead and kill themselves and get themselves out of the way if we're so bad. Listen, me and my family, we're not going to lay down and die for you. And this is real. And because it's so real, a lot of people I know out there who haven't woken up are starting to wake up. I mean, we're not the ones on the radio saying we're all dead, it's all over. The government is. Billions, they're talking about dying. And then we read their other literature, and they're saying, we're going to kill you, and then, by the way, it's coming, do as we say when it comes. I mean, if you can't put two and two together, folks, I can't help you. Bill, do you have any comments on what I just said?
Well, certainly Darwinism, you mentioned it there, survival of the fittest. That's the way they excuse all this. Oh, well, the lesser genetically inferior people died, but this will make a better human being, you see? And so, you know, genetics, it can be manipulated. You can switch genes on and off, especially with good nutrition. That's what we're trying to tell everybody. This is a falsehood. It's like it's inevitably locked in, and so that isn't true. Darwinism is an entire falsehood. If you haven't caught up to it, this may offend you. Take another look again. But at any rate, why we have concerns, and I'm amazed, you know, we live in an age of cataclysm now, and they seem to be either inventing these or certainly taking advantage of them. And it's really odd. We have major earthquakes. We have a tsunami. We have a hurricane. We have all these things cropping up. You know, it's very interesting. Sitting in the United States Senate this year is the World Weather Control Bill, Senate Bill for 2005. Weather control. What is weather control?
Yeah, Bill 517, isn't it?
Yeah, 517. You know, in the 1970s, they had legislation that passed the United Nations, a resolution that the countries of the world would not use hurricane technology as a weapon of war. They knew how to do it in the 1970s.
I know, and we report on it, and I had local talk radio a few weeks ago. People said, tune in. I was being made fun of. I tune in. Alex says there's bills. Alex says the Army talks about it. You know, it's almost like we're bad, Bill, because we're informed.
Well, let me talk to the Christian folks. We're talking, they're quoting Matthew 24, where Jesus said there will be a great age of tribulation in the end times. Keep reading the scripture. It said that there'll be false Christs and false prophets. They will deceive the elect, and who those deceivers are, you'll know them because they're able to create great signs and wonders. You don't mean tsunamis, hurricanes, earthquakes. And if you'll just get your head out of the sand and go take a look, this is UFO-type stuff. There's real technology where they're actually creating small earthquakes, as they say, to, you know, make sure the big one doesn't come. Well, could they create a larger earthquake? And so, you know, there's these questions, and when you dig into it, there's some pretty good science. And, in fact, I'm sure you had all the quotes on your previous shows, you know, where Secretary Cohen, who was Clinton's Secretary of Defense,
he says the big threat isn't nuclear or biological, it's weather weapons.
Yeah, that's exactly what he quoted. And, of course, Brzezinski earlier talking about, you know, the possibility of weather terrorists and how they could move. So these are credible sources. They were talking about them as weapons of war as if someone else had them. I think we're the ones who have them. And, of course, you know, then we could, you know, in Israel in the year 1999, there was a tremendous prolonged drought. They were trying to, the United States, force Israel into signing a treaty with Syria. And finally, they capitulated. They signed that treaty the day after the Tel Aviv was rained on, 12 inches of rain. You think they don't know how to control the weather? Do you think they're causing the droughts in Africa where many are dying? You need to start asking questions. These people have tremendous power, and we are so naive next to this information.
Well, that's why they're on such power trips now.
And, of course, it's trust our government. How many people grew up, read the Constitution, and thought that the Constitution was to protect you from government, not from other governments, our government? We've forgotten what it's all about.
No, back to basics. Back to basics, knowing our priorities, showing up. Got to show up to the fight, but you got to be back to basics when you do show up. Bill Sardi, stay there. We're going right to your calls when we get back, folks. Right to your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Saying billions could die, give up all your rights, martial law will save you, and then all the experts, when I hear them all over talk radio, I read them in the newspaper, even they're saying, martial law, that won't protect us from an outbreak, that won't protect us from a spread of some super flu. Meanwhile, they got flus that'll eat the paint off your house and, you know, turn your dog into a werewolf, basically. I mean, they got stuff that's so deadly, it's over if you get it. Nine chances out of ten. They're publishing smallpox recipes for mousepox that'll kill any mammal they engineer it for that are 99%. Oh, here, let's put this genome on the internet. It's very easy to do. Here's how you make it. Why? Why all the dead microbiologists? I'm going to ask Bill Sardi that before he leaves us here in about 15 minutes. Right now, I appreciate you all holding. Let's talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I got one thing for Bill and three quick things for you. First thing, autism is up 40,000% in Wisconsin, Journal of Pediatrics. Vaccination is up 40,000% in Wisconsin, Tommy Thompson. What do you think about that?
I do have a report on my website on autism, and any family is suffering with this. There are two causes. One is mercury, and the other one is bad bacteria in the digestive tract. And again, there are natural remedies for these things. You won't find answers from conventional medicine, and obviously they obviously don't even search for an answer otherwise. So obviously they're just...
No, they're going to get more money if your child drooling in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a couple things for you. I think you wanted to touch on the difference between athletics is what you do. You play soccer. Versus sports, which does you. You sit in front of the TV and drool. Could we have something on Wednesdays? Because I sense everything is winding up really heavy duty, but cling to what is good and despise what is evil. You know, just lighten things up, you know, things that go our way on Wednesdays. Last thing is the Katrina survivors are more like FEMA survivors because only 50 people died during the actual hurricane, but 20 times more people died at the hands of FEMA afterwards. What do you guys think?
20 times the people died?
Yeah, at the hands of FEMA, you know, in the dome, and, you know, there were all the rapes and murders and whatnot.
I don't know if it was 20 times, but I know FEMA on purpose sabotaged everything. I mean, we caught them red-handed. It's not like they accidentally wouldn't let the police in and accidentally jammed police communications day one as the hurricane hit, or they accidentally cut police lines, and in three parishes the police had to post armed guards against FEMA. The cops finally figured out who the enemy was. Thanks for the call. You want to comment on that, Bill?
Well, we have to stick to the facts, and the point is they hyped the crime occurring there in order to make it look like they had to bring in troops, etc. There was crime. It wasn't all what was reported.
Or a cop would shoot at a dog or an alligator over the hill, and then the news would call it more machine gun attacks.
Well, and these kind of things were going off all the time, and, of course, we just can't back it up with real facts there. But, of course...
Well, now there's been a few major New York Times, Times-Picayune, there's been a bunch of articles that now, like, 90-plus percent of it was hysteria, and usually it was cops just running around shooting, scared of each other.
It's certainly when you hear, the shots going off in the air, and there was no electricity, so it was dark. Certainly you could get, confused and these kind of things. So, they just wanted to create this kind of thing. And, of course, we haven't even seen the worst of it yet down there. They're not letting these people know about the health effects that are going to occur. All their homes have a toxic mold in it now and everything else. I mean, it's just a giant mess. And nobody helping these people with the right information. So, these health things are really paramount. It's one of the reasons we live in this country. People want to come here because of the good health. And, of course, we're being given misinformation. Please don't listen. Don't rely on government health authorities for your information or the newspapers that parrot all their press releases. So
absolutely. And also check out alternative sources as well.
You need to check alternatives. There's hazards and road bumps there too, but generally they're not
better predominantly
consequences. So, we like to think that you're going to get good scientific stuff. We use it up my website, all the good science with references. So, we want to tell everybody.
Well, that's another thing. The government and the mainstream media, they ignore the science. They even ignore the mainstream medical science.
Well, they ignore it or belittle it like they have with vitamin C for decades now. Now we found out they lied about vitamin C, and Linus Pauling was right all along. And, of course, they won't admit it, and so they won't take it down. I've asked the National Institutes of Health to take down the misinformation from their website. They won't do it. So,
well, here's an example. The State Department says that China isn't selling political dissidents' organs when the official Chinese government documents are advertising that they're fresh and good, literally calling them fresh in the English translation, and advertising melted-down collagen. So, I mean, and then the State Department's own website says they're selling organs on one part, and on another says they aren't, and they won't take down the part where they're wrong. I mean, it's just a la-la land of craziness. Brock in Canada, you're on the air with Bill Sardi. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, in the last few years, how come we've had a plethora of microbiologists disappearing?
Yeah, that's my last question for him, but let's go ahead and bring that up now. I mean, it just trucks jumping curbs, running over people, backing back over them, people being chained down and having their guts cut out and being tortured in Virginia, people being drowned. I mean, just massive murders everywhere of key microbiologists, Bill.
I just talked to someone last week whose girlfriend is one of these microbiologists. She is fully aware of what's going on and left the country and is hiding out in Canada where she's continuing her research. She knows what's going on. I heard this firsthand. So, you know, something is afoot. And as she said to her boyfriend, if you really knew what was going on, it would be scarier than you really want to know.
So why do you think they're killing so many of them?
Well, they have inside knowledge as to the you know, as we're revealing to
they may not even know why they're being killed. It's because somebody in a compartmentalized structure at the top sees it.
Well, there are holes in what they're saying about vaccines, about the medicines, about all these things. There are no other alternatives to vaccines. That's a falsehood. They're trying to tell you you have to take Tamiflu. There might, you know. I mean, they're giving you nothing else but hopelessness and fear, which is what they're trying to do. And once you understand that, now your hope is to find some other things. You need something to hold on to it. There may be an impotent type of flu virus in circulation this year, but you're going to be frightened. You don't know which one it is. So you've got to hold on to something. I'm trying to tell you, reach for nature's remedies. They'll serve you well. And you can go to the websites there to find the information. But, you know, we need something, and we should have always been relying on a good medicine chest at home, a natural medicine chest. We're going to doom ourselves anyway just taking the antibiotics because the germs go to school and learn how to mutate around them. It's called resistance. So,
well, that's the thing. They still just give antibiotics out for any reason. Let's take another call here. Let's go ahead. That was a good question, Brock. Let's talk to Zen in Georgia. Zen, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Good show, fellas. I just wanted to bring out and make everybody aware that there is a depopulation agenda. And, you know, they have that secret meeting at Iron Mountain, and they said that there could never
be... But see, why do we go and talk about the, quote, secret meeting and the thing we can't prove? Sure, we have UN World Health Organization dossiers that are public. We have Kissinger declassified documents. We have the UN caught adding hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women red-handed. We have Nobel Prize winners saying they're engineering population controls. I mean, we have them red-handed in triplicate. Bill?
Well, there's a population control society in New Jersey with a stated agenda to bring down the population of the world to a certain number. I mean, this isn't like it's being hidden. And you know, the World Health Organization, they're in this agenda, whether it's birth rates or, you know, ways abortion, delaying when you're having children, all kinds of methods, birth control. They're all population control. Why, even the gay movement. Let's have sex without babies. All of these things. Notice they're all linked around population control.
Well, you don't hear Jesse Jackson saying, let's get Planned Parenthood out of our neighborhoods when Margaret Sanger was a Nazi.
When are the blacks going to get mad that they send the abortion clinics to the black areas to cull the population of blacks in the United States? When are they going to catch on?
And Margaret Sanger called them black weeds and subhuman, and got awards from Hitler and gave them. I mean, folks, there are Margaret Sanger books on the bookshelves that make David Duke look like somebody who loves black people.
Well, certainly we just need to catch on, and the big thing is that the population in Japan, Western Europe, and North America is stable. It's not growing. It's declining in some European countries.
It's declining about 3% in Germany.
In Japan, it's declining. Now, what they have to worry about is the third world. The only way you're going to get the third world, if I was a nefarious guy, I'm going to tell you they're going to go back to the plagues of old. They're going to go back to, they're not going to machine gun people to death. They're going to use disease to do it. Hey, they've got the perfect weapon, this mutated flu virus. It's going to knock out the 2 billion people that already have a depressed immune system. We know who they are. They have,
and then out of that crisis, they'll set up a greater police state here.
By the way, when they say there's an outbreak of flu in Asia, the people there have very poor nutrition, and they can get the flu easier. When SARS got to North America, it fizzled out because we have better nutrition.
Let's be specific. Folks, they still have trouble getting enough to eat in China in about 80% of the country.
That's exactly right.
It's the same thing in Vietnam. You know, realize how good you've got it, America, and it's unbelievable. You know what? They just, I'm telling the cops, the military, all of you, they don't care about you. You better join the people that love freedom. You better realize this government is not our government. It's a bunch of corrupt demons. Let's talk to Jerry in Pennsylvania. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, we have an alternate health care chiropractor in the Pittsburgh area, and he has a radio show, and he's been bringing this up concerning the bird flu. There was a fellow who was sentenced to life in prison. They made a motion picture out of it. He did research, a lot of health care for sick birds. His research materials were put into a manual. This manual is used to this day as a health care manual for health care of birds. And that motion, he was able to cure bird flu with the judicious use of hydrogen peroxide. That was dramatized in the motion picture. The motion picture is The Birdman of Alcatraz, starring Burt Lancaster. And he says for those people, poultry farmers who have poultry, they can protect their poultry from any of these flu viruses with the judicious use of hydrogen peroxide in their drinking water. You have a comment on that?
Well, certainly some of these methods, you have to have studies to show these kind of things. Hydrogen peroxide is used to treat wounds like when you get a cut in your hand. When you've got it in your lungs, it is hydrogen peroxide being created in your lung. They're called free radicals that create it, and you're going to drown in it. So sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, and you need to learn about those things. But certainly there are natural remedies for these things. We need to explore those. Look for ones that have references to them.
Absolutely. See, that's the problem. And listen, I really appreciate your call. I'm not poo-pooing. When Zen calls in and says, you know, there's a secret plan of Iron Mountain, and I meant to let him finish. I forgot he was there. I wasn't trying to get mad at you, Zen. It's that it's not secret. Every patriot I ever hear references the secret plans. Brother, there isn't anything secret about this. And, you know, that's what's frustrating to me is that I always talk about concentration camps. Folks, I've been to them. I've interviewed state reps and county commissioners, and we've gone and gotten video of them, and we show them to you, and we show you the 3 1-million-man purchase orders, and, you know, we get it in Newsmax, News, you know. The frustration is, Bill, I'm sure you run into this, is there's a sea of real things that are good cures, but people, because they're not glamorous, they're not the Zippel Kong 12's Nuple Pop, that, you know, some only I've got it, and it's $100 a bottle.
It's insulting, and of course, on the political side, I mean, we need to understand exactly the way you're saying. Population control is an overt thing. They've stated this 500 million population goal. The Gaia movement is the Earth movement. Earth is God. People don't count. Protect the Earth. That's all part of it. The Darwinism.
Well, that goes back to 2,000, 3,000 years ago. You know, Gaia needs blood, Aztecs.
You know, and certain people that went along with this, like Ted Turner, Jacques Cousteau, and, you know, our little line with Ted Turner was, okay, Ted, you first.
Well, he called this useless.
We're going to cull them down, you know. So, I mean, you know, people bought into these things. I think on reexamination they wouldn't do it. But, you know, and by the way, books have been written. How many people can the Earth handle population?
They said 5 billion 30 years ago.
Well, there is a book that was done on this. They reviewed all the studies. The Earth can handle anywhere from 39 to 100 billion people. And, you know, when you get up in an airplane, you travel across the world, most of it's blank.
Well, I mean, my point is they were writing books saying the whole Earth will be dead if we have 5 billion, and we've got 5 billion and it isn't.
You know, you can fit all the people in the world into a average-sized city. I mean, you know, just standing there. So, you know, 6 billion sounds like a big number, but it's a big Earth, too. And so, you know, then they say we don't have enough water, we don't have this and that. Well, we may misuse it, but we've got plenty of resources, and they're renewable if we just use them correctly. So,
well, you know, that's the thing. And the population problem is now ending. As you said, 3% reduction in Germany, 2% in Japan. Even with immigrant influxes, the Western world is dying. And you got Mexico City with 30 million people. Mexico will double again in another 20 years.
Well, if fertile young women want a nice form of welfare, they can go to certain cities in Italy. They'll pay you to have babies there because they're running out of people. So
and they have huge billboards up in Germany saying, please have children.
You know,
So understand, folks, if we go in and industrialize the third world, but see, that's not happening. The Ford Foundation pays for literature to tell people in Mexico City to have more kids when literally one-third of the population now in those cardboard shacks is being born without brains, okay? So you have to understand that actually the globalists kind of want a hell on earth, Bill.
Well, Japan is reconsidering its immigration policies now that the population's declining. With the older people living longer, they can't support them. They're thinking of allowing immigrants in. It's real obvious why we allow the immigrants in. We want these cheap workers to be contributing to Social Security that are younger. And, of course, what's happened is we've done this with chaos. They bring disease here. We don't have a controlled way of doing this. That's what immigration departments are about, doing this in a proper fashion. And, of course, it's irresponsible government, but we step aside and watch them do it. And you still vote for them. Yes, you folks out there, you're still voting for the people who do this.
Bill Sardi, give us the websites, and you've written quite a few books. Tell us about those.
I have written some good books about multivitamins, drinking water, number one reason for disease in the whole world, contaminated water. You learn about bottled water, too. And we have written about the iron time bomb, how iron affects your whole life and how to chelate it and get it out naturally. And of course, we've written about anti-aging technology, anything from red wine pills to hyaluronic acid, which is a wonderful little thing that
give us those websites,
Bill. Your body takes the wrinkles away. We've written about all those. If you want to learn about them, fine, but come to the website, learn all the good stuff about the flu and all that. Most of the information at knowledgeofhealth.com is free, so it's free for you to use.
Knowledgeofhealth.com or link through at InfoWars.com. Always informative and dynamic. Thank you, Bill, for all you do. Please keep doing your great research. We'll continue to follow your work, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. There goes Bill Sardi, knowledgeofhealth.com. We'll be right back and wrap up this transmission.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's a lot of news we did cover, some news we didn't. I mean, there's talk now, even Mr. Crystal on Fox News is saying there may be indictments. These heard indictments will be handed down the next week or so against several high-level Bush administration officials. But again, they're just puppets to begin with, so it doesn't even matter. Be a nice big political diversion, but everything pales in significance into the population control agenda that I warned you about in Road to Tyranny. I mean, this is their religion. It's their sacrament. It's what they're into. It's what they're pushing. It's what they believe in. And you notice in the last 2 hours, 54 minutes, I have not plugged my videos and my books and the other books and videos that we carry. And that is how we support this broadcast. But that's secondary. The books and videos are excellent. They'll wake you up. They'll wake others up. People need to learn who the real terrorists are. They need to learn who the criminal interests are in control of our society. We have some really great deals right now, 75% off some of my videos and DVDs and books if you get more than one copy. So go to InfoWars.com. Look at all the different specials we have to offer. What Bill Sardi said is true. The number one problem with disease is toxins in the water. Start filtering your water. We have those available at InfoWars.com, the best units out there made in America. And please join us in this fight. Please go to InfoWars.com and peruse the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart and order some of the videos today, whether it's Martial Law or Road to Tyranny or Masters of Terror or Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're all very, very important. Or Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary, that new book we're carrying. The toll-free number to order is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go online right now at prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day. You can get a monthly or a yearly subscription. And all my documentaries, my weekly TV reports, a bunch of other films and ebooks, all my best audio interviews. PrisonPlanet.tv, and your purchase of the films makes this broadcast possible. You're getting a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv makes this broadcast possible. The globalists see us as domesticated animals. Their whole world is controlling us and manipulating us and bleeding us and shearing us and literally feeding on us. And I'm sick of it. And I'm tired of them laughing at us. I'm tired of us being dumb. I'm tired of us playing into their plans. They really are a bunch of psychopathic killers. They funded Hitler. They funded Mao. They funded Lenin and Stalin. They funded Ho Chi Minh. And they're doing things here today that are horrible. And they're really setting up a nightmare world because they want the life extension technologies for themselves. They want all the power and all the wealth, and they don't even like you having an existence. They don't like you being happy. They're very angry at you doing well and being successful. They're envious of life and happiness. They want everybody to be miserable like they are dead. And I'm not going to put up with it. I'm sorry we don't have time for the rest of your calls, but I'll be back tonight. 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. And just please, 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 start thinking for yourselves. I mean, I'm begging you. Think for yourselves. Get involved. Get informed. Protect yourselves. And listen to that second hour if you missed it. It'll re-air tonight. We went through some of the treatments and some of the things that are, you know, we're talking 90-plus percent against these flus. Simple stuff like vitamin C and things like that. So we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have any you know, magic machines to sell you or anything. We just have the information. And you heard him, these air filters and stuff, they'll do absolutely nothing as well. Might help you with pollen, though, and stuff. That's certainly good. But we're out of time. So please get involved. Please engage in a fight against the New World Order and total dehumanization. Stand up against these control freaks. We must defeat them. God bless you all. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.